Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Nova.
Hey, Fox.
Guess what?
What?
This is the non-binary interview episode.
Yeah. Woo. This one is so exciting.
Who do we have with us in the studio today?
Vic is joining us to share more about their story of the intersection of non-binary and polyamory.
So let's welcome Vic to the podcast.
Yeah.
Well, my name is Vic, or Vicky. I'm really fine with people knowing my name. My pronouns are they, them. I had top surgery this year, 4 months ago. And that was life-changing.
Yeah.
It's been, like, amazing. I probably started the process of, like, deconstructing my gender probably age 30. I'm 36 now. But I've been queer my whole life, like, sexuality-wise. I've just always known that, like I started coming out as, like, bi when I was 12. So that was just, it's always been a part of me as, like, an identity I knew was there. But I think gender always, looking back at my life, gender was always, like, this thing that I kept behind me because it was, like, I don't feel right in how I am right now. But it's not, I don't want to be like a man.
yeah, like, so, like you felt like it was maybe a light switch and there weren't any other choices.
Yeah. And so I feel like in the last decade, you know, people have really, you know, Instagram, Facebook, social media really does help in reaching more people. And it was really nice to follow people that were like, oh, actually, this is how I feel. And this is how I see masculinity. And you don't have to have this toxic feeling about manhood or masculinity, but also you don't have to identify as a man. And, you know, there's just so many different aspects, and I feel like the internet really helped that. I think any time that you're that, like, the societal norm of whatever identity or gender is, right, so like male, female, whatever, I think when you feel differently about your body and how you express that and how people view you through that lens, I think that that's transgender. I think it's like, you know, whether it has to do with, like, you are very triggered by your body parts or whatever, like, not everyone is. Like, you can be trans non-binary and still want to not have top surgery. Like, that's not, I think people automatically assume that it's about always body dysmorphia, and that's a part of it. But
sure.
I think it's different for everyone. I think it's just, like, a big journey. It's like an umbrella term. It's like being queer. Like,
I feel
like... being queer just means that, like, you're different and, like, you're not setting to the norm. But that can be anything. I mean...
I like that connection a lot.
So, yeah, I definitely, like, I don't get that upset about people misgendering me, but it's... as time goes on, I think it bothers me more than I want to admit.
Oh,
but it's not because I don't... I identify very much with, like... growing up as a woman, like I was, that, you know, that's just how my life was. But so I don't, like, take away that idea from myself.
Yeah.
But I think it's definitely something I think about when, like, people are just, like, shaming me to death. I'm like,
I was actually going to ask you that. There's, like, some I don't know if it's a dating app or a social media thing where you're like, you know, I'm blank and laughing about it, or I'm blank and serious about it, or whatever it is. I can't remember if it's, like, your religion or your something. And I was kind of like, I feel like that's a question for anyone on the trans spectrum of, like, your pronouns. Like, your pronouns are blank and you don't really care, or it's really important to you, or, like, it's hurtful to hear anything else, you know.
Right. There's a whole spectrum.
Yeah.
How much patience do you have for the world?
Yeah. Or just like, I mean, I definitely have met people who are like, I just don't care. You use any of them and it doesn't mean anything to me. Those are just, you know, just labels, just words. I'm any of them. It's fine. Like,
yeah. Some people work really hard to have those pronouns, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's
definitely.
It's not just a flip of a switch and all of a sudden everyone's respecting you and understanding you. And, you know, being queer and trans takes work. And
yeah,
at least give us our pronouns. Yeah. I don't know. I try not to let, like, language, like, ruin everything. You know, it's just what we've been taught.
I mean,
like, I can't say that I'm perfect. You know, I meet people and I assume things about their appearance.
Sure. Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, that's just how we were brought up.
Absolutely.
I'm not, like, on a higher plane just because I identify as trans. Like,
yeah,
I've still been warped and
it's so hard to unpack, like, reprogram things. But that goes into everything we interact with in the world, you know? Like, every time we meet a new person, there's, like, this programming of, like, trying to put them in a category. And one of those categories is, what gender are they?
Right. And then we start to, like, make a lot of assumptions about who they are based off that gender, you know? Like, people's experience. Which, granted, like, how people see you in the world is how, like, is the environment you grow up in, you know? If you've grown up and you're a cis male, cisgender means that you identify with your biological body that you were born with. If you are that person, you don't even have an aspect of what transgender would even be like, because you are just living your life the way you were programmed to live it. I'm a man. I dress like a man. Quote unquote.
All of this feels right to me.
Yeah, and this is just right. Gender's so weird. It's like something we've totally made up. Like, you can even, like, I don't know, kind of dumb it down to, like, fashion. Like, it's just like, oh, you wore that sweater, that's more masculine. Like, what the hell does that mean? Like, what does it mean? We just, like, make it up. We're like, oh, that's just cut more manly.
It's sure.
Like, I guess.
Or even, you know, as I embrace more and more of my queerness, like, I definitely have moments of, like, you know, this haircut makes me, like, feel like I'm expressing my queerness. Like, what does that even, I mean, what does that even mean? Like, so you gave kind of a little mini overview, yeah. But I'm kind of curious about how you would characterize your story when it comes to your relationship with gender and also with poly.
Yeah. I think they're intertwined in the fact that, like, poly gave me a sense of autonomy that I did not, before that, I feel like I was living this, like, gay truth, but that was trying to fit into heteronormativity, like, escalators, that, like, you know, oh, I'm gonna meet the person and then they're the love of my life and we're gonna get married and we're gonna have kids and we're gonna buy a house and look, we're normal, like, we're gonna get married because we can do this now, like,
yeah, there's this one thing that's different about us, but every other way
though, like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And I think for a long time I held on to that. I was always poly in some way, you know, I was always wanting to be flirtatious or whatever, because poly could be whatever you want, whatever boundaries or agreements you have. But, like, I think it gave me permission to actually, like, see who I was, which included my gender that I just didn't want to, like, talk about or deal with. And so I think it really did, you know, come together.
That's really powerful.
Yeah.
That opening up to poly then kind of, like, opened up. I do feel like I can relate to that part of that. It's just the idea that, like, once you start questioning certain things, you just keep questioning other and other things. So whether it's, you know, in this case, it might just be monogamy. I'm questioning whether that's a thing I need to do in relationships. And then I'm going to start questioning, you know, everything else in the world.
I just, like, always had these connections with people. And, like, again, poly doesn't have to be romantic. I think that's something I've learned too, is that, like, my friends and I have, I would say they're a part of my poly life because I give them just as much energy as I would a partner. Like, my friends are my family. Like, we talk about everything. We spend time together every week. It's a very, like, community-based thing, and I feel like poly gives you that. Like, you get to see that it's more than just, like, blood relation or someone you're marrying. It's like a whole community, which I love.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
I that's been a big part of my evolution with poly, too, is, like, and I think even the culture of poly is starting to get into that more and more, is, like, it's not just about romantic relationships or sexual relationships, that, like, platonic and friendships and other types of connections are just as important and are just as much a part of the poly label.
Right. Yeah, I love it.
So I think you've shared how polyamory influenced your relationship with gender or identifying as trans. Now that you do identify that way, has that changed poly for you at all?
I don't know if it's... Well, I think it's kind of hard to date in general, like, especially nowadays, because it's like all of it's online and I'm just like an in-person human. Like, I want to meet you. I want to, like, know who you are. I don't want to have all this like small talk via text message, like, oh, what'd you do today? It's cold. Like, it's all stupid. Like, I don't want that.
Yeah, I get that. For yeah, sure.
Like, who wants to do that? But, and so I think that's the hardest part, especially like people just look at this like snippet of a profile picture and then like, you know, I'm very open. So I'm just like, well, I'm trans and poly and blah, blah, blah. So if you're looking for like a woman, that's not what I am. And, you know, you get some creeps, you get some weirdos.
Yeah, I believe that.
And, or you just get like people that ask you questions that you're like, that's inappropriate. Like, I'm sorry. Right. Next time, don't ask someone that. Bye.
Yeah. And the fact that people can, if you're finding people online, they can use that as a way to filter either for you to show up or not show up. I have one of my friends that's trans, like, was exploring what it was like when they put themselves as different genders and how many new people showed up. I forget what she said it to that, you know, suddenly all these new people showed up. I'm the same person. I have the same photos. I have all the same info about me. And suddenly when I do this little toggle, this little trigger, suddenly I get a totally different reaction.
But I don't know. Dating is hard. Like, I just... Yeah. And I've also, I started taking testosterone about 2.5 years ago. And that really changed my like sexuality or like just like my attraction.
Oh, yeah.
So like, you know,
who you're attracted to?
Yeah. Like, wow. I mean, I've always said I'm queer. I've never like identified as a lesbian or anything like that, too limiting. But I have mainly been with cis women. And you know, now it's just very like, just give me the humans, baby. Like, I don't care. And before it wasn't really like
some of those
that.
Limiters off. Like,
yeah. And I maybe because I'm also like feeling more comfortable in my body. I think that that's like a huge
thing, cool.
You know, yeah. Because I had a lot of issues with men just because of how I was treated as a woman being viewed by a man. But yeah. Now, like, you know, it's different.
That makes a lot of sense. I think that would be, that could be both scary and exciting. You know, like
it's freaky.
Yeah, like the way you've all these things that you've known for so long have changed, which is cool, but it's also like now you got to relearn everything.
Yeah, and like I don't know, we're getting old. Like, I mean, I'm just saying, like every year I learn more about like who I am.
Yeah, what's something you feel like people misunderstand about being non-binary?
I think that people want like a clear definition of things, and like the thing with non-binary and that transgender in general that like scares people is that the thing is like concrete, like, you know, that's why like people ask about people's body parts and stuff because they don't know, like they don't know how to like, there has to be this like concrete definition of what makes you you, and really it's none of anybody's business.
Yeah. But,
we're all way too concerned with other people, but
And their body parts.
And their body parts for some unknown reason. But, like, I really do think that that's a part of non-binary that people get really confused about. It's like,
yeah.
Non-binary people are more masculine. Is that, like, how it's supposed to be? No. You don't have, like, that's not, that's the point, is that you're breaking whatever barrier that someone put on you, and you're just being who you want to be.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's, like, I wish people could see like the whole picture and not just like a snippet of, oh, that person's a they them, you know, like like they don't even like get it. It's just,
yeah,
there's a whole story. There's a story. Everyone has a story.
Be curious.
Yeah, ask questions. Yeah. Not about body parts though.
Yeah. Oh god. Well, there's that.
That's creepy. Like,
it is. This sounds kind of cheesy, but it might have a good answer, which is, what superpower do you feel like being non-binary has given you?
Well, one, I get like all the good parts of like every gender, really.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, because again, I think it's great that I was born a woman. Like, I got to like experience that. And then also I've been able to just like really think about my body and how I've wanted it to feel and look, which has just been like a really life-changing thing. It's crazy what like I spent like every day, multiple times a day, thinking about how much I hated my body. And now it's like not even close to that, all because I just reconstructed my chest So it's just like, wow. it's life saving. It really is, you know, like, but yeah, I think my superpower is just like being able to like see through different perspectives of gender, deconstruct it and make it my own. You know, my gender is mine. Like it's no one else's. It doesn't matter what label you put on it, non-binary, whatever. Like it's me, it's Vicky, whatever. That's my gender. And I think that's like what I love about it so much.
And we're back.
Yeah. What did you think?
Oh my gosh, Nova. Your conversation with Vic gave me all the feels.
Yeah.
Ugh, I'm feeling so good. Gosh, yeah. That was good.
Totally.
I just want to give a really big shout out to Vic.
And yes.
Thank them for sharing their story with us and their time and coming down to the studio. And we just had a blast.
Yeah, it was amazing.
So until next time.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for coming. Bye.
Bye.